Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Committee meets today to consider nomination of Representative Deborah Holland to be the Secretary of the Interior. It's so good to see her here.
I'm Anthony Dragna. This is Politico Energy.
Guatsi hopa duhinamet itzartuitsa shuimi hanu. Chairman Manchin, Ranking Member Barrasso, members of the committee, thank you so much for having me here today.
On Tuesday, history was made in the Energy and Natural Resources Committee when the first Native American cabinet nominee ever had her confirmation hearing.
I acknowledge that we are on the ancestral homelands of the Nacotchtank, Anacostan, and Piscataway people.
But before the hearing continues today for even more questioning, my colleague Ben LaFabe and I recap the first day of Representative Deb Holland's testimony. It's Wednesday, February 24th. Let's start really broadly. How do we think that she did, and what kind of questioning did she face?
I think broadly, she's probably good to go at this point. There's still another day of this, but she had no major screw-ups. She repeated what she needed to repeat. The vote that she's got to get, basically, is Chairman Joe Manchin's. And she went out of her way to repeat, my personal view doesn't matter. It, you know, I will be working for Joe Biden, and I will be doing my best to carry out the policies that he decides.
It is his decision. He's the president.
She obviously faced a lot of questions from fossil fuel state producing senators about Biden's pause on new leases. What did she say about that and about the future of fossil fuels as she envisions it?
Well, again, she's been kind of softening her stance. You know, she had to kind of walk back the tone of her previous statements and say, obviously, fossil fuels are here now. They're going to be here for the future. States depend on them for revenue.
There's no question that fossil energy does and will continue to play a major role in America for years to come.
But
I would say that President Biden is feeling the in moving toward the tremendous opportunities that we have.
You know, my focus will be on the, you know, new jobs we can create with renewable energy and using the Interior Department to kind of help spur along the development of renewable energy on federal property.
So if you're focusing on the big picture, what are your top priorities that you see might need to be changed or that you would like to have for your leadership?
What did you make of Manchin's questioning itself, and does that tell us anything about how he's viewing the nomination?
As far as, you know, his time, I thought his opening statement was basically a shot across the bow of, this is how much the U.S. landmass and U.S. energy production that Interior is responsible for. So I thought it was kind of like a brushback to Holland's previous statements that you have to be more nuanced about how you would go about managing this. And I want to make sure that you get this point, that you just, you know, you have to assuage any kind of fears that you're going to come in and on day one saying all pipelines are now outlawed.
As a general matter, should the federal government continue to permit natural gas pipelines in this country?
Senator, as I mentioned in my opening statement, I believe this will go on for quite some time.
The subject of the Dakota Access Pipeline came up from Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota, and Congresswoman Holland attended those protests a couple years ago. What did she say about her role in those protests and how she would judge that issue moving forward?
Hoeven is, you know, in my experience, a fairly soft-spoken senator. You don't see him get too riled up about stuff. But he mainly focused on the Dakota Access Pipeline.
So in the case of the Dakota Access Pipeline, which I say has been operating now for 3 years safely, you were there and protested the pipeline. Are you still opposed to that pipeline?
Senator, I did go to stand with the water protectors during that several years back. The reason I did that is because I agreed with the tribe that they felt they weren't consulted.
And
do you agree that it's important for the Army Corps to complete its review in a fact-based, objective manner and to do so promptly? You agree with
it? I kind of thought it was an odd question for Hoeven about the Corps, because the Corps is overseen by the Defense Department. It's not part of Interior.
It is the Army Corps of Engineers authority. Where any of these issues come into the authority of the Department of the Interior, if I'm confirmed I will absolutely give those things my attention.
What did you make of how Republicans questioned Holland? Did you think that they were more aggressive than you expected, less aggressive? And how did this compare to how they questioned prior nominees during the Trump administration?
They probably came out as aggressive as some of the Democrats came out when former Secretary Bernhardt was up there for his nomination hearings and former Secretary Zinke was up there for his nomination hearings. I didn't hear anything outside of the what I would call the current norm. What kind of got me was, again, how much of this is kind of culture war stuff where even, you know, we saw Senator Cassidy from Louisiana going on about the Keystone XL pipeline, which a number of senators did. And it always kind of amazes me how much of a political totem this project that never even really got off the ground.
Do you agree with President Biden's executive order to stop the Keystone XL pipeline, knowing that 11,000 current or future jobs are eliminated because of it?
It was only supposed to generate a couple dozen permanent jobs. There would have been, you know, a few thousand temporary construction jobs, but nothing of the sort that the senators are saying. And and the senators are saying it's costing them jobs as of now. And I'm kind of like, this project barely even started construction.
Also, the White House is standing behind the House of Representatives' ambitious public lands package that's getting a floor vote this week. Yesterday, the Office of Management and Budget talked up the House's big lands package and the protections it would place on America's natural and cultural resources. According to the OMB statement, the bill would also create jobs and foster investment in the recreation economy. The Protecting America's Wilderness and Public Lands Act would permanently bar new mining claims in the areas surrounding the Grand Canyon and remove 200,000 acres from possible fossil fuel development in Colorado. The vote on this bill is probably going to be split closely along partisan lines, but similar provisions have already passed the House in previous years. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, then like it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. It helps more people find our show. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
On May 7th, 2019, you co-sponsored legislation that provided federal protections for the grizzly bear in perpetuity, forever. Why would you sponsor a bill like that when the science tells us the bear numbers are well above the recovery targets?
I imagine at the time I was caring about the bears.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.